Jesus' name, even according to your word this morning, you said you will hear from heaven, you will heal our land. My Father, my God, hear us today, heal our lives, heal our land, heal our homes, heal our children, heal our jobs, heal our thoughts, heal our aspirations. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have no other God but you. Confirm your lordship over our lives in Jesus' name. As many as we choose to hold on to you by reason of the word they are going to hear today, indeed they will never be disappointed again in Jesus' name. Thank you for your faithfulness, because you are a good God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for, you see, I'm always very grateful to God for an opportunity to share the word of God like this. I've never, and I will never take it for granted. Paul said, what he has not revealed, even to the wise and the prudent, he has revealed to his prophets. So it is not by choice or by an act of studying that one has been given the responsibility of sharing this wonderful gospel of Jesus. And so, like I said, I take it very, very seriously every time I come before the people of God to share his word. I want us to open to the book of John, chapter 15. John, chapter 15. Verse 1 through to 8. That's what we are going to read. John 15. The title of the message is The Vine Branch. The Vine Branch. The Vine Branch. Another proper title would have been True Connection. True Connection, as opposed to False Connection. True Connection. The Vine Branch. I'm going to read from verse 1, John chapter 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Any branch in me that does not bear fruit, that stops bearing, he cuts away. He trims it off, takes it away. And he cleanses and repeatedly prunes every branch that continues to bear fruit, to make it bear more and richer and more excellent fruit. You are cleansed and pruned already because of the word which I have given you, the teachings I have discussed with you. Verse 4. Dwell in me, and I will dwell in you. King James Version says, abide in me, and I in you. That is, live in me and I will live in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit of itself without abiding in, that is, being vitally united to the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him bears much, that is, abundant fruit. However, apart from me, that is, separated, cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing. If a person does not dwell in me, he is thrown out like a broken off branch and withers. Such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire and they abound. If you live in me, that is, abide vitally united to me, and my words remain in you and continue to live in your hearts, ask whatever you will and it shall be done for you. When you bear, that is, produce much fruit, my Father is honored and glorified, and you show and prove yourselves to be true followers of mine. Praise the Lord. Divine branch. We already know that Jesus is the one who has spoken here, that he is the vine, the true vine. Of course, when he says that he's the true vine, it means there are false vines. But Jesus is the true vine. And he's encouraging us this morning to attach ourselves to him. The only reason why we are called Christians is because we are attached to Jesus. There are many good principles that are wonderful to follow. On the surface, they are very good. Except that they are devoid of Jesus. Last week, I gave us, in closing the sermon, I gave us three examples of Christians. The humanist Christians. We also talked about the traditional Christians. And we talked about the true believers. One of the things we said about the humanist Christians is that it's all about them. It's all about humanity. Jesus came to die for the world. He has the whole of humanity embedded in him by reason of his coming and his death. So he's taking care of humanity. So if we get ourselves embedded in Jesus, we become bigger than humanism. There are a lot of confusion in many quarters. And the place of Jesus has been taken by things like my welfare, your welfare, our well-being, our earth, our community, my rights, your rights. You know, there are things that sound very good, wonderful. But when we look at it, because they are so devoid of Jesus, they are actually taking us away from him. You will agree with me that many of the things that have been said, the New Age stuff, rights and what have you, they are actually what the Bible, the principle that the Bible espouses. But the world has become so clever that they've taken Jesus out of these principles. Once these principles become devoid of Jesus, they become works of flesh. They no longer count towards righteousness in the Holy Ghost. That is why Jesus is telling us this morning that except we are vitally connected to him, we can do nothing. It does not mean that you are not going to continue to do things. Physically, you keep doing things, you do, but they don't count towards anything in with God. Jesus is the foundation of our belief. He's the foundation and the central focus of our life and our being. anything that we will do that will take Jesus out of the equation, it's not the way to go. When Jesus talks about being cut off, he said the branches that refuse to bear fruit will be cut off. Of course, we know that it does not necessarily mean physical death. But that vital union that leads to the nourishment of the soul and the spirit will be lost. You know, the Bible says, the letter killeth, but the spirit maketh alive. Sometimes we've taken it to another level. When somebody is told, look, this is what the word of God says, they say, oh, the letter killeth, but the spirit maketh alive. When we try to do the word outside Jesus, it becomes what? The letter. When you do the word in Jesus, because the word of Jesus is what? His spirit and his life. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. We know it. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, the workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. To maintain that vital union, we need to study the word of God, and not just study it, but rightly dividing it. That is, holding on to the word of God with understanding, God's own understanding. A while ago, that understanding is very vital. A while ago, I think I remember, I was at one of the house fellowships. Some of us may remember, we were talking about forgiveness. And I remember somebody opened somewhere in Jeremiah and said, you know where God says, a time will come, I will have my spirit in their hearts. They will need no one to instruct them. They will do this. You know? I don't know if you can remember there. And the person gave that as a reason why, if somebody offend them, they will never ask. He said, because they have the spirit of God to tell them. That is a misapplication of the word of God. Because it's not just enough to know the word of God. You have to rightly divide. That's what he said. You have to have the correct understanding of the word of God. That is how we can maintain a vital union with Jesus. Because he says that my word abide in you. That is the only way we can maintain. Outside that, we cannot maintain vital union with Jesus. The word of God has to abide in us and has to be rightly divided, rightly understood, rightly applied. Praise the Lord. So the Bible gives us conditions for a healthy branch. So a healthy branch has to be attached to the tree trunk. The tree trunk, from the tree trunk flows into that branch nutrients. The trunk controls the branch, because it said, without me you can do nothing. The branch is producing after the kind of the trunk. How many of us has ever seen a mango tree begin to produce apples? When you check the branches, you see apples. No. If the branches are from a mango tree, they will produce what? Mangoes. I want to talk to us about the concept of blessings by association. Blessings by association. The reason we are going to be blessed is because we are tied to Jesus. And do you know, because you are attached to Jesus, some people are going to be blessed because they are attached to you. I'm sure many of us can remember the story of Joseph, that God prospered Potiphar to the extent that Potiphar knew that he was prospering when Joseph lived with him. I've shared this many times. God prospered Laban because Jacob resided with him. As long as Lot was with Abraham, what happened? He prospered. And I remember I told us, after Lot left to go to Sodom and Gomorrah, what did you hear? Every other story was when he was in trouble. Either Abraham going to rescue him, either there was war, either that there was going to be rain of fire upon the place. He was always running from trouble to trouble. That will not be your lot in Jesus' name. There was another man called Naaman, the captain of the Syrian army. Because a little Hebrew girl was living with him, he prospered. In fact, he got his healing. My prayer for you this morning is that God will take you to the place where there will be a full expression of his glory in your life in Jesus' name. So being connected to divine is crucial for us, because there is blessing by association. You and I cannot afford to be detached from Jesus. He's the blesser. I look at some of the reasons why I cannot afford to be detached from him, and I want to share these reasons with you. One of the reasons why you cannot afford to be detached from Jesus is this. Of course, the biggest reason is that you want to make heaven. Of course, if you are not attached to him, because he says, I am the way and the life. No one cometh unto the Father except by me. So he is the only way. You know, there are a lot of people who like to say, oh yeah, you know, there are many, many ways. There are different things. We like to be politically correct. And I like that too. You know, some people are very gifted. When they sit like this, and 20 of you will say things, they know how to take from this person, take from that person, take from that person, so they don't offend anyone. Unfortunately, what we are calling to, is not necessarily like that. He is the way and the life. He said, no, everyone that does not enter in through the door is called what? A thief. That's what Jesus said. Every other way, when you come in through the side door, he says, no, except you come in through the real door. So heaven is our desire, and we will make it in Jesus' name. But on the way to making heaven, there are things that needs to happen in our lives. Why we need to remain connected to divine. The first thing is that there are some battles that you cannot fight on your own. Along the way to victory, along the way to your eventual salvation, there are some battles you cannot fight on your own. You need Jesus with you. In fact, there are some battles that you need to simply sit back and let the Lord do the battle. Psalm 46 verse 10. He said, be still and know that I am God. There are times when we need to be still and just know that God is God. And the only reason we'll be able to do this is when we have the Holy Spirit with us. That same Jesus that is called the Lamb That same Jesus was the one who got angry and chased some people out of the temple. Why? Because the Holy Spirit was directing him. If you go to Isaiah, in fact, there was a prophecy concerning that. He said, the passion of your house consumed me. And it was in fulfillment of that particular prophecy that Jesus acted on that day. Because he had the Holy Spirit with him, he knew what to do at the right time. So in the battles of life, you need the Holy Spirit with you. And that is the only way. That is the only way we can come out victorious. One of the things that God told me is this, to tell you, and it applies to me. He said, you don't have to have everything under control. Did you hear that? You don't have to have everything under control. All that you need is to be connected to Jesus. Do you know, for many of us, things will be going on around us, chaos. Things are not the way we want them to be. We get perplexed, we get troubled, we get anxious, we get disorganized. In fact, so much so that we leave other things that we need to be doing because things are not under control. God has asked me to tell you this morning, you don't need to have everything under control. All that needs to happen is for you to remember that you are connected to Jesus. Because in the presence of the upheavals of life, God will still do that which he wants to do in your life. Let's quickly look at a small story. Small story in Exodus chapter 2, verse 3. Exodus chapter 2, verse 3. I want to share something with us. There, I'm sure we know it very well. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's brink or by the river bank. Do we know who we are talking about here? Who? Okay. Who could no longer hide him? The mother, Jochebed. Jochebed had tried all she could. Moses became how old? 3 months. I'm sure at the age of 3 months, he started crying very loudly. Recently, I was asked to look after Judah. As recently as yesterday. When he really, really got angry and was crying, I never realized he's 3 months old, how loudly he could cry. So you can imagine Moses, when he chose to cry, at that time, he would cry so loudly, so much so that the parents could no longer hide him. In other words, they had tried their best. Say to your neighbor, there is a time to leave things for God. If it looks like things are not moving, there is a time to leave things for God. What did they do? They prepared bulrush. They took Moses to the riverbank and put him there. And they were watching and see what God would do. Did Pharaoh stop killing kids at that time? No, he was still killing kids. In the face of the tumor, in the face of the upheaval, in the face of trouble, they took Moses to the riverbank. And what happened? God appeared. God will appear in your situation in Jesus' name. You don't have to have everything under control. Many times we just want to control everything. I've learned not to have everything under control. In the face of chaos, God will appear in your life. Because it's a matter of connection. Who are you connected to? Are you connected to divine? Ask your friend. Ask your neighbor. Are you connected to divine? Because that is what is important. You don't have to have everything under control. When you walk out of this place, when you go this morning, you know, when you go this morning and you look forward to this coming week, you may have been troubled. It may be at work. Things may be going on. Remember, God has asked me to tell you, you don't have to have everything under control. In the place of upheaval, God will come and visit you. I say God will come and visit you in Jesus' name. Let's look at Psalm 68 verse 9. There are battles that you cannot fight on your own. Psalm 68 verse 9. I will show you something there. The Bible says, it says, you, O God, did send a plentiful rain. You did restore and confirm your heritage when it languished and was weary. So, in the place of trouble, when everything is going haywire, what will God do? He will send the rain of heaven. It will be targeted rain. Who did he send the rain to? It was not to everybody. He said, you, O God, did send plentiful rain. You did restore and confirm your heritage. It was to the heritage of God. The Lord will send the rain of heaven your way in Jesus' name. The other reason why you need to stay attached to the vine is this. Remember, I told you that some battles that you cannot fight, you have to leave it to God. There are some battles that you have to fight. But the thing about the battle is that you cannot fight it by yourself. You need ongoing training to fight such battles in life. You need what? Ongoing training to fight life battles. As in the book of Isaiah, it says, and you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. Go not from me to the right nor to the left. That is the Lord instructing you. That is the Spirit of God directing you. In Psalm 144 verse 1, what did he say concerning God and this wonderful man of God, David, who was always a fighter? The Bible said concerning him, he was declaring what God was doing in his life. He said, blessed be the Lord, my rock and my king and firm strength, who teaches, what does he do? He teaches my hand to war and my fingers to fight. In the battles of life, when you may even think, look, you don't have a clue, you are not as good as other people, but God says he will teach your hand to war and your fingers to fight. In other words, the right word you are going to speak. Have you ever said some things before and you left the place and you think it was a mistake? You think it was a mistake. Oh, why did I say this in this place? Oh my God. And then people come back together. Thank you for that word you said. Oh, thank you for that word. In fact, you are the one who settled the whole thing. It was because you said that thing. Meanwhile, you left that place and you are blaming yourself. Maybe I shouldn't have spoken. Yay, my God. He says, he teaches my hand to war and my fingers to fight. There are some battles in life that you need him to keep teaching you. That is why disciples are what? Are learners. I told us last week that disciple, the word disciples means we are learners. So that God would teach us in the battle of life. Do you know that a lot of people never intended to backslide? It's not in their plan to backslide. And they come in contact with situations and circumstances. I'm not giving excuse for anyone. They get overwhelmed. And they think there's an easy way out. It's the battle of life. But when you stay connected to the Lord God himself, when you are still connected to the vine, what's going to happen is that he's going to instruct you, except you choose not to listen to him. Because one thing he will never do is take your will away from you. It's very common for we children, for we human beings, when something is going on, you know, we always think, oh yes, you see, once this is over, then I will breathe a sigh of relief. And then that is over, other things will come. And then that will be over, other things will come. And that will be over, other things will ever come. We are made for what? For battles. Did somebody hear that? We are made for battles. Praise the Lord. And you'll be victorious in Jesus' name. If you go to the book of 2 Samuel chapter 21, verse 15 to 22. King David, because many of us, we always know the story about David and Goliath. David didn't fight just one giant. He fought many giants. Read that particular passage. One giant after the other will come. One giant after the other will come. He didn't throw up his hands and say, God, woe is me. What are you going through? And you are saying, woe is me. When the Lord is with you, when the Lord is your strength, when the Lord is your salvation, when the Lord is your victory, how can you give up? It does not matter how big that situation may be, it may look to you. It does not matter how difficult it may look like you have gotten to the end of the road. All that you need to do is stay connected. Once you are connected, he will teach you what to do, and you will succeed in Jesus' name. Do you know that that same connection is your defense? So it's not that God will just teach you to fight, but he is your defense. In Psalm 68 verse 20, I'm going to read from Amplified Version. Psalm 68 verse 20 says, he said, God is to us a God of deliverance and salvation. And to God the Lord belong escape from death, setting us free. Praise the Lord. The Lord, he said, God is to us a God of deliverances and salvation. And to God the Lord belong escape from death, setting us free. Many a times, you know, people think, oh, we are fit, I'm this, I'm that, I exercise, that's why this. Look, it has nothing to do with that. When the time comes, your time will not come yet in Jesus' name. Because he said, with long life will he satisfy you. I'm telling you, he said, because to him belongs deliverance and salvation. He is the way, the escape from death. There's a very, very sad news that happened to us just this Friday, you know. I mean, one of my classmates, I'm sure some of us might have heard, one of my classmates, I mean, he used to be very, very active guy, very, very switched on. He was very, you know, he's in the U.S. I just got a call from somebody telling me that this guy slept and didn't wake up. He's married. The first child is 10 years old and the second one is 5 years old. So he's about my age. You can imagine he's very young. Not because, I mean, I asked, any problem? They said no problem. That his feet, his everything, he went to bed like everyone else, from what I heard. He went to bed like everyone else in the morning to wake up. And I remember here, He said, God is to us a God of deliverances and salvation. And to God the Lord belong escape from death that is setting us free. If not for him, none of us has a clue to life. David captures this in Psalm 73 verse 1 and 2. He said, I like to read that. People say it's a psalm of depression. You don't want to go and read the whole this thing, but just read the first two verses. He said, truly God is only good to Israel, even to those who are upright and pure in heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well near slipped. In other words, if not for God, I was almost taken captive. I was almost taken away. I was almost dead. This morning, as I woke up, my wife and I were discussing, and she remembered an incident I told her when I was working in one of the general hospitals in Nigeria. The house where I was living in, I washed my clothes, I took it outside. By the well, I saw this. The snake was probably as long as my two arm lengths. And as soon as the snake saw me, instead of running away, do you know what happened? The snake just went for me straight. I've never seen a snake that fast. But it didn't bite me, but just went beside me. And up to today, anytime I remember, I tremble. If not for God, who is my salvation and my deliverance? Where will I be? And I'm sure many of us can relate to many experiences. They said the death toll in New Zealand now is about 146 as of this morning. Some people are just visiting, just in the wrong place at the wrong time. That's all. Not because of anything else. I want you to read Psalm 68 verse 20 again. It's very important. See? God is to us a God of deliverances. It's not just one deliverance. Deliverances. How many times has God saved you? That's why I said, look, our Thanksgiving service, we have to be taking it seriously. God is a God of deliverances and salvation. And to God the Lord belong escape from death, setting us free. Do you know why you didn't decide to go on holiday to New Zealand at this time? Some people are attending conferences. The doctor who helped to amputate that guy's leg was there on conference. It could have been anybody. But God is a God of salvation. He will deliver you in Jesus' name. Now, look at Psalm 3, verse 5 to 8. Maybe many of us have never really looked at it before. And when I look at that psalm, you know, I laugh to myself. I just laughed to myself. 5 to 8. He said, I lay me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord, thy blessing is upon thy people. Many of us, somebody is not smiling to us, we lose our sleep. David had how many enemies? He said 10,000. 10,000, and he did what? He slept. He said, I lay me down and praise God. So 5 people don't like you, you are not sleeping. Praise God. 10 people don't like you and you're not sleeping. He said 10,000. And I see, do what? I lay me head down and slept. After all, the Bible says he gives his beloved sweet sleep. You will sleep well in Jesus' name. You see, the peace you have should come from knowing that the Lord is with you. That's why you just be connected to the vine. When Jesus is with you, who can be against you? He said, I lay me head down and I did what? And I slept. I just slept like a baby. irrespective of what is happening, I sleep. Somebody is going to sleep well tonight in Jesus' name. I say somebody is going to sleep well tonight in Jesus' name. The reason we need to be connected to divine is because your success depends on your connection. Did you hear that? Your success depends on your connection. You see, I just love the Bible. There are so many things in the Bible. You just search. It's so rich. Your success depends on your connection. After all, except the Lord builds the house, they that labor, they labor in vain. And of course, we know that the horse may be prepared for battle, but victory is of the Lord. And my kids, they already know. They make fun of me. I can't remember where we were coming from. And we were having a discussion with the girls. And one of them said, I know, daddy will say, hey, you see, the horse may be prepared for battle, but victory is of the Lord. And I'm telling you, it's true. Because victory is of the Lord. Because the degree of your success depends on him and him alone. Look at the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9. Ecclesiastes, chapter 9. Verses 9 to 12. I want somebody to read for me. And the person to read for me must have a New Living Translation. New Living Translation. Please, if you give the person a mic. And I want you to read it with emphasis, following all the, what do you call it, the punctuations, what have you. Who has a New Living Translation? Praise the Lord. Please give it to her. Please read it with emphasis. Ecclesiastes 9:9-12.
Live happily with the woman you love. Mm-hmm. Through all the meaningless days of life that mm-hmm. God has given you under the sun. The wife God gives you is your reward for all your earthly toil.
Men, you can hear. Praise the Lord. So you better look at your wife and say, thank you, God, this is my reward. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just go on. No. 9 to 12. I just thought I should emphasize that.
Whatever you do, do mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. For when you go to the grave, mm-hmm. there will be no work or planning or knowledge or wisdom. Mm-hmm. I have observed something else under the sun.
Listen to this.
The fastest runner doesn't always win the race.
The fastest runner does not always win the race.
And the strongest warrior doesn't always win the battle. The wise sometimes go hungry. And the skillful are not necessarily wealthy. And those who are educated. Don't always lead successful lives. It is all decided by chance. By being in the right place.
At the right time. Praise the Lord. By being attached to divine. He will lead you to the right place at the right time. Yes. People can never predict when hard times might come.
Like fish in a net or birds in a trap. People are caught by sudden tragedy.
Sudden tragedy. The kind of thing that happened in New Zealand. The degree to which you are going to succeed depends on your connection, who you are connected to. If you are connected to man, man will fail you. If you are connected to Jesus, you will make it. Did you hear that? I said, if you are connected to Jesus, you will what? You will make it. And you will make it in Jesus' name. Your joy, your peace depends on him. Just knowing that he's there. In closing, because it's 12:30 by my watch. He ensures that you have a hope for tomorrow. You can read Psalm 37, verse 27 to 40. 27 to 40. You can read it at home. But I'm not going to discuss that point. But lastly, the one I want to discuss is that he ensures your provision. He ensures your provision. Because the vine supplied the nutrients to the branch connected to Jesus, he ensures your provision. So that your economy is not according to the world economy or the economy of the nation you are in. It's according to the economy of heaven. Because the Bible says, it says, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. According to the economy of heaven. Look, I was just listening to the news over this weekend. I don't know how many of us have heard. The state of Florida, I think I'm right, Florida or California, one of those two, they've had to prune down their police force by one quarter. One quarter of the police that is needed are not employed. They've had to lay people off. In fact, what some of the citizens are doing is to make sure that they have gun license to be their own policemen. And not only that, that state has filed for bankruptcy. Why? Because the revenue from real estate, as houses lost their value by 63%, the city council was no longer able to sustain itself. So they lay down police, they lay off police. The city council declared bankruptcy. Everywhere is in turmoil. If you depend on man and the system, in itself, it cannot sustain itself. That's what we are seeing. And in fact, they were saying, they said this is the failure of failure of democracy. The financial system can fail. But if you are connected to the vine, he will supply your needs according to the provisions of heaven. I want to believe that right now in Florida, some people are making their millions at this point. Some people are just breaking through right now. As I speak to you. In fact, some people are just giving testimony and say, it has never been this good like this in my life. When you stay connected to the Almighty God, that will be your story in Jesus' name. And you know, it doesn't even stop with you. When the goodness of God comes up over your life, it doesn't stop with you. It goes on to your children. It goes on to your children's children. Because you have stayed connected to the Lord. Can we just rise up, please? Can we just rise up? He will direct your step. He will take you to the flowing river. You will drink when others are thirsty. Because the presence of the Almighty God is with you. Why don't you just thank him now? Even as we just quickly bring the Holy Communion, please. Bring the Holy Communion. Let's eat, let's share of the body of Christ and drink of his blood together. Why don't you just thank God and say, Father, thank you for your word for today. Thank you for that which you have said to me. Thank you, I've heard you, Lord. And I pray for strength, the courage, and the wisdom to live according to your word. Things don't have to look settled around me. You are in control. I want you to begin to thank God because God is in control. The Lord is in control. The Lord is in charge. You are connected. You are connected. You are divinely connected. You are divinely connected in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you, please, when you take your wine, just keep it. All that you need to participate is to be born again, please. Is to be born again and make sure you are living right now. So if there's anything you have done, you know you are not living right, why don't you just speak to the Lord and reconcile with him right now before you take the Holy Communion this morning or this afternoon? Just speak to the Lord. Settle it with God. Just settle it with God is important. It's very important when you read it, when you go back and read the Bible, that is very important that you settle with God even before you take it. You just need to be born again and make sure you are living right now, and then take part of this, because we are praying for those who are going to take part in this Holy Communion. And I want to say of you that this year you are not going to die in Jesus' name. The Lord is going to see you through, because we have a covenant of life, and you can see that the Lord has been true to his word, because we have called upon him. We have asked that he intervenes in the affairs of our lives in this place. So he will continue to do. As you eat it, eat in faith. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, oh, he holds my future. My life is worth the living just because he lives. Because Jesus lives, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, Jesus lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds my future. My life is worth the living just because he lives. Because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds my future. My life is worth the living just because he lives. Because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, because Jesus lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, oh, he holds my future. My life is worth the living just because he lives. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take it, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the new testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us drink in unison. Why don't you just speak to God concerning that area of your life? We have a covenant with the Lord. There are some battles you cannot win on your own. You need the Lord to fight your battle. Oh yes, every form of battle in your life. It could be emotional battle. It could be physical battle. It could be sickness. Whatever battle is it, you cannot fight on your own. You need the Lord to train you. You need the Lord to take over. I want you to speak to the Lord tonight, this afternoon, and say, Lord Jesus, just take over, because I'm connected to you. Victory is sure. Victory is sure, because I'm connected to you, Lord. Victory is sure. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, the battle that I cannot fight, you can fight for me. Lord Jesus, arise, O Lord. Arise, O Lord, for my sake. Arise, O Lord. Arise, O Lord. In every area of my life, O Lord, arise for my sake. In Jesus' name. Call on the Lord to arise for your sake. Call on the Lord to arise for your sake. There are some battles you cannot fight. There are some battles you cannot win on your own. You need him to train you. You need him to teach you. You need him to strengthen you. In fact, you need him to take your place sometimes to fight on your behalf. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I bless you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for victory in the lives of your people. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we thank you for your word. For indeed you are divine. We are but branches. We cannot exist on our own. But because we are associated with you, we are victorious. Because we are associated with you, we are successful. Because we are associated with you, we shall make it. We have a hope in the mighty name of Jesus. Every battle that your children cannot win on their own, Father, take over right now. I said, take over right now. In Jesus' name. Where they need to learn to fight, my Father, my God, strengthen their hands in Jesus' name. Strengthen their fingers in Jesus' name. Give them utterances for the moment in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' glorious name we prayed. Let's share the grace.